Well, for myself, I kind of like the carriage rides. I think there's a certain nostalgia to it. And there's a Mother's Day carriage ride Saturday and Sunday over in Harrisonburg, Virginia, at the Edith Carrier Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. And of course, Botanical Gardens are always a great choice for Mother's Day. And then also a carriage ride at the Hampton House, just outside of Towson, Maryland, the Hampton Historic Site. And they're going to be free of charge, 20-minute long rides strolling along the lovely estate there. And information on that on www.nps, that's nationalparkservice.gov.
We talked about the Virginia Arts Festival, but let's not leave off the 11th annual Maryland Film Festival that's going on this weekend, too.
Yeah, for all the John Waters fans out there, they can see who he's going to choose to host the next one from the 2010 selections here. There's going to be the screenings and the filmmaker Tent Village with presentations and discussion panels and workshops and all kinds of good stuff. We have the information on page 2 of Recreation News or recreationnews.com and also on baltimore.org/events for details.
And at Bethesda, they've got the Fine Arts Festival revving up this weekend.
Yeah, that's Saturday and Sunday. It's a pretty big one, too. 150 national artists, and they're going to, of course, be selling their fine art, and there's also live entertainment and the beautiful row of restaurants there, too, so you can grab a bite to eat as well. It's in the area around Norfolk, Auburn, and Delray Avenues, right in the heart of Bethesda. And the information for that can be found on Bethesda.org.
The 2010 Pangea in Frederick, what is that all about? Pangea, I know that's a fancy word for the early continent, the first continent, I think.
Yeah, well, it's sort of a celebration of the melting pot that we are here in America, and it's a multicultural, all kinds of different ethnicities and heritages, and it's going to be right at Baker's Park in downtown Frederick. They're going to have a world stage, international marketplace, all kinds of performances from different ethnicities, an international food court, a kids' corner, a beer and wine garden, all kinds of neat stuff. Lots of different events scheduled there. Tons of information for that on CelebrateFrederick.com. It's a really good one to see.
Got to get a wine and arts festival in there, too. And Calvert's going on tomorrow, Saturday from 11 to 6 at the All Saints Church in Sunderland, Maryland.
Yeah, they have all five of the Calvert County wineries are going to be there, and just $12 gets you tastings on all of them. And the souvenir glass, there's going to be the local artisans there. There's also activities for kids and crafts, demonstrations on the wineries, plus tons of great food and entertainment. And it's a great location because the church itself there is from 1692. That in and of itself is worthwhile seeing. And if you don't want to participate in the tastings, there's no admission. So it's a free for the family event as well.
You mentioned the carriage rides, but there's other things going on, especially for mom, a Mother's Day market and craft show.
Yes, that's in Westminster, at the Westminster Ag Center in Carroll County. And there's a lot of Mother's Day events going on. Another favorite of mine is there's the Mother's Day Jazz. They got a 14-piece jazz orchestra.
Nice.
And they also have wine tastings and a souvenir glass more at the Lake Anna Winery. And that's located in Spotsylvania, Virginia. So those who want to head south and enjoy a little ride into the mountains. And that's information for that at lawinery.com.
And if you or a mom are into art, some original art from over 100 international artists are coming to the Framers Vice Gallery in Arnold, Maryland.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool because they have all kinds of fine crafts, but it's mostly going to be the works on canvas that are oriented for things that you would frame. And it's really neat because they're from all over the world, 100 international artists there. And information on that is at www.fvgallery. I guess that's for framersvicegallery.com. And also, another favorite here, I've done this one last year, Ledoux Gardens, just north of Baltimore. Beautiful acres and acres of gardens are going to be in full bloom. If you bring your mother there anytime this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, they have a free gift for mom. And it's right up on Jarrettsville Pike in Moncton, Maryland, just north of Baltimore. And the information for that is at ledewgardens.com, L-A-D-E-W, gardens.com for that one.
In the world of sports this weekend, the Nats will be hosting Florida at National Stadium all weekend long. The Washington Freedom in soccer hosting Boston tomorrow night. And give us your specials. I see you've got $100 off one of those Ace Adventures.
Yeah, and Ace Adventures is a really cool location. Not only do they have the whitewater rafting on the New River Gorge, which is just spectacular scenery, there's a ton of other things they have there as well. Horseback riding, paintball, zip lines across the canopy and across the river gorge, ATV tours, mountain biking, equestrian adventures, more than you can imagine there. Tons of information. Now, if you want the $100 off, they did a special webpage for us. It's at www.aceraft.com/rec.htm, and that's for the Rec News special. We also have the details for that on page 35 of Recreation News, or recreationnews.com as well for the details there.
Up in Cumberland, Pennsylvania, a drawing for a free getaway for two, just minutes from Lancaster and Hershey.
And Gettysburg and Carlisle and all that kind of stuff is right there by Cumberland. I know we always have the getaway for two that we offer in Recreation News every month, and it's nice when somebody else is also having one. So there's actually three getaways in the paper this week, this month, that you can flip through and find. Cumberland is really neat, though. It's kind of a hidden gem, and it's maybe you get lucky and visit there. It'd be a wonderful trip.
And if you want to get out to Ocean City, you've got a good deal. $59 for a nice hotel room.
Yeah, that's right. $59, just a half hour outside of Ocean City in Salisbury, Maryland, right off of Route 50. It's at the Best Value Inn, and they have a special just for Recreation News readers. So all you have to do is mention Rec News when you call them at 410-742-7194. And if you can't remember that, look on page 6 of Recreation News for all the details.